And welcome to Endgame Chat for Saturday, April 3rd, 2021. It's Season 15, Episode 12. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
Welcome to the show, everybody. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228 is the number. Check out endgamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at Endgame Chat. You can also find us on Facebook as well. You can email us, everyone at endgamechat.net. We're streaming right now on Twitch. Whatever. We're streaming on Twitch. Go to twitch.tv and you can find us there. Search for Endgame Chat. Or if you'd like to, go to our website and then just scroll down at the bottom. You'll find all the links to get in touch with us, to watch us live while we broadcast, and also to join our Discord if you would like to do that as well. Conciliator asks, hey RJ, hey J Scott, where did Matt go? Matt is somewhere else, not in town at all. Mm-hmm. I can't remember where he said he was going to be going.
He's
gone for like a month.
Yeah, I just chalk it up to Air Force obligations and things
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, it's job stuff, man. Yeah. It is complete job stuff. So yeah, that's why he's not here. Also, as a show note for you, we are not going to do a show next weekend. We're going to replay this show next weekend. So if you're hearing this for the first time and it's next weekend, then this is new for you. Anyway. Yeah, this will be new for you, right? Anyway, whatever the case, if you're hearing the show twice, we'll be back next week. but if this is the first time you're in the show, then yeah, we won't be back until April. What is the date on that? Do we know? Just to give everybody more. The 17th. We'll be back on the 17th. No show next Saturday. We will be back on the 17th. So there you go. Welcome to the show. Let me do this real quick.
Clap, clap.
I'd forgotten to do that. And also, it took a while to... I know you saw the camera and everything, and I was still doing stuff here. I was had to restart this thing real quick. It did a strange little lockup on me, and so...
We all have issues there. Yours had a lockup, and mine kept trying to update something that I didn't want to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Trying to force the issue on me.
But I got it fixed.
Yep.
I suppose. Fixed for now. Mm-hmm. Just needed to work for 2 hours. Today, that's all. Welcome to the show, everybody. RJ, what you been playing, sir?
Let's see, a little bit of Mortal Kombat 11. I was getting back into the swing of things, getting some stuff that I needed to unlock, really. One of the races against time is basically a tower challenge where if you can get in the top 10% of scores that people have played online, you can unlock certain stuff. And I've had this game ever since it launched, and I have not been able to get... the voiceover for Johnny Cage doing the intros, which are pretty funny and hilarious.
Okay.
Here. So I'm trying to work my way up on that. That and getting some more gear and equipment for all the other characters in the game. Let's see. I spent a very little time on Cyberpunk 2077, more inventory management, things of that nature. But most recently, I played the demo for R-Type Final 2 that came out. One of my favorite side-scrolling shooters, and it's pretty much the same formula that's always been for R-Type. One thing about it is I spent most time playing the demo by customizing my ship. If anyone has played the original R-Type Final, there was a section where you can unlock all these different types of ships. I want to say it was over 70 plus ships that were available that you could pick from. But in this case, you can have the same thing, multiple ships to get, and you can customize the color, the canopy, but you also get little decals you can put on your ship as well. So I can look forward to a whole bunch of imaginative things that people can be doing with their ships as they progress through the game. But it was a good time playing that. I think I'm going to pick up the digital edition as well as the inaugural edition for collectability's sake. So I'll be picking that up. So I'll be double dipping into that. And other than that, that's pretty much it.
Movie comes out this month, I believe.
For Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, later this month, I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they've solidified the R rating on that.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course. Yeah. Only thing that gets me though is that certain characters are missing, but that kind of sets up for a sequel, depending on how well
they have plenty to pick from. So I mean, if they just do whatever they do with it, and they've got a well to work with if they come back to it.
Yeah.
They do. So
yeah.
If that's the case, it might be, it might not. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. So. As far as what I played, the only thing that I played has been Destiny. It has been Destiny, Destiny, Destiny. I am two items away from hitting my, pinnacle level cap, the cap of all, the level cap of caps, basically, where it's like, look, you know, this is as high as you can go with your items. You can go higher when you get your artifact and everything, you can level that up, but the artifact just adds bonus levels on top of your overall.
Mm-hmm.
So your overall can be 1310. That is as high as you can go. And then with the artifact that they give every season, as you level that up, it adds on to that. So I'm currently at 1326, which might give you an idea of how many bonus level progressions I have. About, I think I'm at 9. I'm at 1309 right now, and I can get as high as 1326 with what I've got, so 1309 base. Anyway, I'm just missing two things. I'm missing my energy weapon and armor for my hands. Mm-hmm. That's it. I get those, and I'm running the raid tonight. I get those two things at 1310, and I have hit max. Everything that drops for me will be 1310 after that, and I can start building that up to work on some of the higher level in-game type stuff, like a Grandmaster Nightfall, which is, you have to be 1325 in order to participate.
Yeah.
And the enemies are hitting at 1350.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Gonna take some effort to get up there to be able to do that. So, but yeah, that's really it. That's what I've been playing, you know. I went on my walk today, and as I was doing that, I was thinking about what all do I have left in the game to do, and it's really just, you know, for the most part, you work up to get to that point. And then once you're at that point, it's like, what do I need to do? What's left? Mm-hmm. You know, once I make it here, what do I need to do? Do I need to continue running a raid? Do I need to do that? The rest of it is a bunch of grindy, grindy, grindy things, you know? Reset your infamy rank, which is, you know, playing Gambit a bunch until you level that whole thing up, and then you have to reset it and everything, stuff like that. And does that for the PvP side, the Crucible side, and stuff like that. So there's other little things that that I can do, but it's getting now closer and closer to where I don't necessarily need to run it as much. You know, I can just run the raids and be fine. I don't have to necessarily run all these other things that drop stuff. This is once I hit my level cap and stuff. So I'm not saying I'm going to slow down on playing any of it. I'm just saying that my focus now will shift. Because I think there's a month left in the season, I think. Mm-hmm. About a month left in the season. So there's some grindy things to do for this season to get those done. And instead of focusing on turning in all these bounties and doing this thing that I do every Saturday and Sunday morning, mm-hmm. I can now focus to the grind parts and start doing some grind stuff, grind work on that.
The season, a season's how long in Destiny? What? How many months? Is it 3 months?
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, you could go back, if you went back and plot it out, like, here's when this season started with this, and then here's this one, I don't think they would ever be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that it lasts this many days or this many weeks or ever how long it does, because I don't think any one of them is the same.
Mm-hmm.
The last one kicked off in November and ended in February. So you had November, December, and January to mm-hmm. mess around with. This one kicked off probably mid-February, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably tell you. Boy, if I could spell, wow. This is horrible. Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with me?
Yeah, I haven't kept up. I was thinking maybe it was going to be a 2 or 3 month thing per season or whatever.
Let's see.
Are there 4 or 3 a year? Seasons, I mean.
Okay, it says the Destiny 2 seasons have a average duration of about 10 weeks.
Hmm.
This one ends on May the 11th.
Okay.
So I've actually still got another month to go with this thing, mm-hmm. with this season, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had no idea that it was going to, didn't know it was going to, that feels longer than 10 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, a full month of April, full month of March.
2.5 months.
That's at least 8.
Yeah.
A week in May, and then maybe it ended in late February.
Yeah.
The old one. I don't know. But they've got to do something, because they've already announced that the expansion that normally hits in like September is getting delayed until next year,
mm-hmm.
2022. So
early 2022?
Who knows?
Okay. Yeah.
Probably. Bungie's not the type that likes to do anything during their holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see this releasing. I see this releasing further away from the New Year holiday than closer to it.
So second quarter?
I wouldn't say second quarter. I'd say by the end of January rather than, you know.
Okay, so first quarter. Okay.
Rather than earlier January. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it'll be in January, but I think it'll be later in the month rather than earlier in the month. Still, the problem that they have now is that this season ends May the 11th, and they've got 2 more seasons to go. Something's going to have to, either they're going to have to add an extra season, which they might, I don't know, they mm-hmm. haven't mentioned it, or, which they probably won't do because you didn't pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
When you ponied up your money, you got 4, you know, you got the expansion plus the 4 season passes as well.
Yeah.
So I doubt they'll add a 5th one without you paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
So more than likely, they're going to take these last 2 and split the difference and divide them and make them longer
mm-hmm.
For the last 2. So we'll see. But yeah, May the 11th is the end of the season. So anyway. But that's what I've been playing. I would love to say that I made progress on something else or anything like that, but I haven't. Oddly enough, I kind of stick to my one game there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I stepped away to play some Spider-Man, and we did Until Dawn and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
there'll be times where I do that as well. But mainly, that's, you know. Everybody's got their core, and that's my core. Everybody's got the one game that they always can go back to, and that is my one thing. That's the one thing that keeps it going, keeps it moving. It keeps whatever that drip is that continuously feeds me into play it. And hey, mm-hmm. let's do this. Let's keep going back to this. You know, and I've often talked about how Bungie's shooting mechanics are top-notch compared to anybody else's, and while I could just sit there and shoot things and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was like today. I got done with a lot of stuff today, and I just thought, I could run this, and I was like, no, that's grindy. I mean, I was trying to find, like, is there something you can do relatively fast that will progress you and not take a while to do something that's only going to progress like a little bit? Yeah. Is there something that's going to drop? And I looked over my list here and was like, no, there's nothing here I can do.
I was about to say, there's the way you've described it, I would think there is nothing fast.
I have done
in
so
terms of grinding in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I've done so much. I played a little earlier this week because we had rain and stuff and I didn't go walking. And so I got some of my stuff for the week cleared. Mm-hmm. And so I was doing some of that this morning to finish that off. And outside of the raid, I've kind of done that. So, I don't know. They're going to tackle a Grandmaster Nightfall tonight after the raid. But there's only three people that can do that. I'll let them do that, and then maybe I'll come back in later and try it just to see. But I don't have the confidence in myself to take that on just yet.
Yeah. At least see what you're getting into.
Yeah, I would like to get some more. Yeah, and there's certain builds that you need to go, different classes and stuff, especially when you're doing the Grandmaster Nightfall, which is very, very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
The build that a hunter needs, the which is what I play as, is it's kind of an invisible build. There's an exotic that grants you a smoke charge on a kill or something like that. So, like, you can vanish in smoke. So when you get a smoke charge, you can throw that down, you'll vanish. You and your teammates can be invisible, which is always good. There's also a tier tree on your super that whenever you do a dodge, you go invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an exotic that if you dodge, I think, surrounded by enemies, it'll grant you invisibility or smoke
or something like that.
And so basically what it is basically I can always be invisible anytime I need to be, which is basically you're just there to keep the team in the game. Because if all three team members die, you get sent back to orbit for the Grandmaster. And of course you're battling against the clock and you're trying to earn points.
Yeah.
And so anytime you get sent back to orbit, that loses a ton of time.
Yeah. It's like, there was a boss battle in Borderlands that was like that. I think it was a Son of Cromorax. It was a party of three or four.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest thing about that whole battle was at least having one person alive to keep fighting him as you come back, as you have to run back from your spawn point and run back to the boss battle.
Yeah.
Because if everybody died in that spot, his health would come back.
Yeah.
Because one fight that we had, we got him down to like maybe 10% health, 10% life left. And the last person died, and all of us had to run back to the spawn point. And by the time we got back there, Cromorax was like at half health. And it took us forever and a decade to get him down to 10%. So we just said, well, we can't do this because we're out of resources. We got nothing left.
Yeah, and understand that when I say it sends you back to orbit and stuff, what I mean is that it basically ends it.
Yeah.
And you have to start again. Mm-hmm. And so having somebody that can constantly stay alive and get in the revives and things like that is good, because when you're invisible, nobody messes with you. They don't see you or anything. So it gives you time to heal, you know, res people or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I need to look into all that before I really jump into that, but there's a way to do that. I also want to remap my controls. I was looking, because I got a new mouse, not this past Christmas, but Christmas before last, I think. I got a new mouse and stuff, and so I need to go back and look at my controls and see what I can do because I've been playing on the way I've been playing now for, I don't know, ever since it started.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really changed my controls much, so I need to go back and look at that, which I know this sounds exciting to hear. I know, right? I don't know what they're talking about. This is exciting stuff. My Saturday afternoon entertainment is complete listening to him talk about controls on a mouse. What do we have in new? I mean, that's it. Anything else you played? That's it? Because that's all
it
for me, too.
That's it, man.
I don't even know what's coming out this week that I might be interested in playing. I don't know. I know Outriders released, and there's a lot of people talking about that. But I don't know anything about that. I have no idea what kind of game it is. I have no idea what style of game it is. I really don't know anything about it other than a lot of people are talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it's available on Game Pass, which is nice because I subscribe to that, so I can just download the game. I know, Outriders looks like Destiny. You say that. It doesn't look like Destiny to me. but, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'd have to take a look at it and see. That's what I've heard, though, is that there's a lot of people playing Destiny who are kind of interested in Outriders. They had some server hiccups yesterday when they did a launch. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And there were problems on their server. Oh, there's a Mortal Kombat trailer thing on the TV. It didn't give a date, though. I wanted it to give a date.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I can look that up. What I got the internet for.
I think I said something about... I said it was similar to Descent, but that was wrong on my part. I meant Remnant from the Ashes. I was thinking about that game when I looked at pictures.
Yeah, and I've heard Diablo. Type stuff. I don't know. I haven't even seen... See, he says same menu, same slog, grind, grind, grind some more. I haven't seen any gameplay from it, so I have no idea what the gameplay looks like from Outriders. Mm. But yeah, it's on Game Pass if I just want to try it out. No big deal. Yeah. That's what I like about Game Pass is that it's there. I mean, the other day I went on and I just kind of scrolled through what was there for Game Pass to pick up and just to see what was there. I didn't download anything, but I was just seeing what they have. Lethal Migrant says they completely restarted the servers because they were having some sort of issues. Square wasn't even sure restarting the server. This is a Squaresoft game? This is Square? Look at that. All I have to do is type in out, and I get Outriders right there.
Mm.
Oh, suggested based on your recent activity, Outriders Destiny.
Yeah, I was looking here. It says Outriders is a cooperative role-playing third-person video game developed by People Can Fly and published by Square Enix's European subsidiary.
It is Square. Now, subsidiary. Okay, see, why? This is what happens when you're neck deep into your own gaming world and not paying attention to something else. Holy crap, it looks like Destiny. I mean, that's just a thumbnail for a trailer. And I mean, I don't know if you've seen that. Look at that. Does that not look like Destiny to you?
Let's see.
That just
looks
the
like a
style?
It looks like a hunter on the left-hand side, a titan on the right,
and a warlock in the middle.
Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like, folks.
That's exactly what it looks like. Oh, my.
Now, if they mess around and have the same abilities as those types in Destiny.
I haven't even looked. Let's see. I have to enter my... I'm not going to sit here and watch this while I'm doing the show.
You say that, but...
This video is restricted, and you can only watch it on YouTube. Well, then why make me put in an age gate right there on your website if you're just going to send me to YouTube anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that I got my...
I mean, I'm looking at these pause screens, and even they look like Destiny.
I haven't seen any gameplay. See, this is what... I hate trailers. I hate game trailers. Like, you're not showing me... Okay. Well, you know what? Anthem looked like Destiny, too, but guess what? Mm-hmm. That was crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, Conciliator knows what I'm talking about here. People Can Fly did Painkiller. And so... I have a lot of faith in them for what they can do with the shooty bang game. Not just Painkiller, but I think they also did Bulletstorm. I think that was People Can Fly. All right, this trailer is not very indicative of what I'm going to see while playing the game. It's very... got a lot of high polish on the thing. So,
yeah.
But yeah, he's not kidding. It looks a lot like Destiny. So, which, you know, obviously it... You know,
they did do Bulletstorm.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously that gets me to raise an eyebrow at it and look at it. Oh, this is like Destiny, but why do I want another Destiny? I have.
You got Destiny, yeah.
I don't want another Destiny.
You don't want another Grindfest.
I definitely don't want that.
Yeah. So.
And I already know. You know, this is the This is the situation you get yourself in. It's a lot like cell phones. You know, you've had an Android forever how long you've had one, or an iPhone forever how long you had one, and switching is kind of intimidating. It's kind of like, well, but all my stuff. Yeah, you're not going to be able to bring all that stuff over with you when you switch. And so, when I think about starting another game like Destiny, or when I think about starting over in Destiny, which I don't ever think about. It's always this, like, oh, I've come too far on this to kind of squash it all and start back over. And I look at Outriders and I'm like, I'm already doing all of this in Destiny, and I'm way ahead over here. Why do I want to dive back in it? All of my friends are still doing the Destiny thing, and a lot of them are actually jumping into Outriders to see what it's like, and I'll let them do that, and I'll let them come back and say, yeah, we should all get up and play this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Maybe. Yeah. So,
does it feel like same game, different story?
I don't know. I haven't played it. You know, I have no idea. What does Thar66 says? It's not Destiny. It's not a games as a service. It's a campaign that you can play in co-op with two others. You have four classes. It's not open world. It's hard, and it's a lot of fun. See? Completely different assessment of what that game is from somebody else. So, I don't know. Worth taking a look at, I guess. Worth taking a look at. Well, let's take a break, though. We've got... We can take a break when we come back. What do we have? I don't know. There's a lot to talk about. The PlayStation Store closing down some stuff, and there's things you can pick up. I had a couple of things open here on my list, but I had to restart the laptop, and so they're all gone. I don't have them no more. But it was talking about the store closing. Yeah, games you should buy on PlayStation Network as soon as possible. That was one. And then there was another one. Oh yeah, it was about Outriders and how, they did really extremely well. On release and compared to other things. So yeah, we got all that coming up, and we've got a phone call to get to as well. So when we come back from break, we'll take that phone call. This is music from the game It Takes Two, which is the same guy that did Way Out and I think Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. It's a co-op game. It Takes Two. It's the main menu theme. Now, this is pulled directly from somebody playing the game. So you're going to get sound effects with it and the music behind it as well, just to give you an idea of what you're getting into. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Narita Boy. Have you ever heard of Narita Boy?
Nope.
This track is called Narita 1. It looks like it's a Mega Man ripoff.
Kind of like that.
Well, that was the, 30XX?
30XX, yeah. 30XDX or something.
I don't know. You'd have to look at it. Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm misremembering. So...
Yeah, retro futuristic. Okay.
Chris is on the phone with us. Hey, Chris.
What's going on?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Out and about shopping and enjoying the weather, and spent too much at the game exchange in Montgomery, down from the mall.
What'd you pick up?
I haven't been there. Oh, I can't remember this and that. I was going through my phone list, and I saw this. Now, I don't have that. Yeah, I'm interested in that. And I ended up getting the whole stack full. So,
all right.
You got to like those lists that helps you keep up with inventory, man.
Oh, yeah. That new app I was telling y'all about the other day, the Game Eye,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
That is a life changer. I'm glad I looked into that and decided to give that a try. Mm-hmm. I'm not going back.
I download that thing?
I think you did. The day you mentioned it, I believe.
I did. I just never did anything with it. I downloaded it during the show and thought, okay, I'll go back to that. And I never did. Because I didn't remember that I had done that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, maybe remind you a couple weeks from now.
Do it again.
Seemingly so, man.
Yeah, I don't feel too bad. I do that all the time now and then and keep forgetting. And oh, well, so be it.
Yeah, no problem. Anything else? You been playing anything? What have you been doing?
Been playing more of the Kingdoms of Amalur on the Switch here recently. I about got 60 hours in and hadn't hardly touched nothing in the game. So, yeah, been thoroughly enjoying that one.
That's good.
You're doing side quests in there?
Oh, yeah, a lot of side quests, a lot of missions doing that. And I haven't even got out of the first area and everything, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I want to spend 200 or 300 hours in this one, sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. When the main missions aren't as interesting as the side quests, I mean, they say that all the time. Especially when you have to build yourself up to get to those main quests anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I love the fact that, you know, you have these different skills and everything shows on the map. And I say, oh, I have a quest here. I can do this. There's a treasure chest there. And completionist, I got to go back and have everything done. And I'm like 5 or 10 levels ahead of where I'm supposed to be and my strength and everything. So, yeah, I'm having a ball.
Mm-hmm. So you said you expect 200 to 300 hours playing this one?
Yeah, because I've from where I'm at in the story, and then, you know, I have, you know, the area of the map that I just find is covering and everything and doing. I've got 2 or 3 big areas and all like that are just as big.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to get your money.
So, yeah, it's going to be a while. Yeah, it's going to be a while, but yeah, I'm going to enjoy it. And then they have other expansions and stuff that I don't remember in the other game, and, you know, that's going to be even more time. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. That's good to hear, man. That's good. Yeah, get your money's worth on these games because, man, there's nothing worse than paying full price and getting a short experience on that. I've seen that before.
Yeah, this is definitely not the one you're going to get a short experience.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you like to go around and do everything and find treasures and, oh, yeah.
You're not a short experience game player, really. From just talking to you about the things that you're playing or the things that you bought or the things you're interested in, you like the long form. You like you like those games that take a while, which is good. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. There absolutely isn't anything to get invested like that. I mean, God, I've been playing Destiny for years. with no end in sight. So, I mean, yeah, I know the long game. But, but yeah, sometimes, you know, you want to get into that where it's going to take, this is going to take, and I guess maybe Assassin's Creed Valhalla would be something like that if I'm going to be hitting all the side elements and stuff. So,
yeah, Fallout for me.
God, I need to get back into that. Well,
you're
Chris,
not the only one.
We appreciate you calling. I hope you have a great rest of your day out there.
Oh, yeah. Y'all get out and enjoy the weather. Everybody that's listening, it's perfect outside today. So, yeah, it's real good.
All right, man.
I'll see y'all later.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah. I think I haven't heard this in a while, like kite flying weather. You ever heard that term before?
Oh, yeah. Go out over to the ASF park there and just...
All that wide open space,
Get you a kite going. Be good stuff. Let's see. Looking at the chat room here. I remember James talking about that game, Kingdoms of Amalur. It's exactly what it is. Speaking of MLB, I think that game bankrupted Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling, Kingdoms of Amalur. It did. He put a whole bunch of money into that, and it never went anywhere.
Yeah, he was an EverQuest fan, right?
I think
he was. That's what gave him the bug, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, one of the biggest things was a surprise, really, was that MLB The Show, which, the season just started for Major League Baseball. They just kicked that off Wednesday.
Yeah, opening day. Opening day was
Thursday. It was Thursday. Mm-hmm. Opening day was Thursday. They just kicked off the season, and now MLB The Show 21 is launching on Xbox Game Pass. Now, I want to tell you that it's launching on PlayStation and Xbox both. So don't worry about that. It's not going to one system. It's not becoming an exclusive or anything like that. This is a Sony-developed game.
Yeah.
Which is really, really weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this happened.
Low sales.
Yeah, but...
No, ain't no buts. Low sales.
Why would Sony... I guess so. I would say, why would Sony agree to that? Now, first off, they agreed to release on multiple systems, yeah, or at least on that.
Yeah.
And then I guess the money that Microsoft offered to Sony saying, sure, we're going to put it on our Game Pass. We'll pay you this much money. And I mm-hmm. guess Sony said, look, compared to sales in the past mm-hmm. from this game, this is going to be beneficial to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what all this means is that if you've got a PlayStation, you're going to have to buy the game. But if you've got an Xbox and you subscribe to Game Pass, you'll get the game for free. Yeah. I say for free. You're still paying a subscription fee, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the best way to put it was what Lethal Migraine said in the chat room earlier. He said he was planning on ordering the game yesterday until he woke up and saw the news it was going to be on Game Pass. So, yeah, if you're a subscriber, yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
just pick it up on release day.
The game releases on April the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to download it. You'll have instant access to it day one if you are a Game Pass subscriber. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers can play the game on Android devices via the cloud as well. It has cross-platform play and progress, mm-hmm. which means players can easily switch which device they're playing on.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have cross-play. It just has cross-platform play. In other words, I can move my team and my stats and everything else over to the Sony side of things if I get it there,
mm-hmm.
or move that over to the Xbox side of things if I do that. But I can't play with people who are – I can't on Xbox play with people who are on PlayStation,
mm-hmm.
what that seems to mean anyway.
Mm.
Says, as we said from the beginning, this is an incredible moment for all of us, and bringing the franchise to more players and baseball fans is something that we at Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball Players Incorporated, and Xbox are all excited about. So, yeah, like Lethal Migraine says, Sony's the developer, but MLB and MLB players own the game, and the deal is between Xbox and MLB, as far as he knows. Let's see. It was surprising enough to learn that the formerly PlayStation-exclusive baseball sim would launch on Microsoft consoles. Now, Xbox Game Pass is easily the best deal in gaming for sports fans. It has most of the major franchise titles, NBA 2K, Madden NFL, Football Manager, FIFA, NHL. All of that comes with EA Play. And, of course, if you're a Game Pass Ultimate subscriber, you get EA Play involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Game Pass is amazing.
Yeah.
It is an amazing thing. And if you had told me last year that, and by last year, I mean even December 31st, and said, you know what, at some point this year, a Sony-developed game is going to be on Xbox Game Pass, I don't think I would have believed you.
Mm-hmm.
I really wouldn't have. Or I'd have been very hopeful for the future.
Yeah, but they said a while back this is going to be the next iteration of the game would be on multiple systems anyway.
Yeah, they had said that, and so you kind of knew that. But I never would have thought that Game Pass, that they would have gotten on the Game Pass.
Yeah.
I just never would have thought that. You know, mm-hmm. Sony, and obviously, apparently, it wasn't Sony's decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So if this was a deal made by MLB and the MLB Players Association, what was the deal then? What cut of this does Sony get? And was Sony at all involved in the decision making on this?
Not sure. But like I said, I'm on the mindset of low sales because it dwindles year after year after year, and so it got to the point where it wouldn't be economically feasible to have it as a console exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
It has to branch out beyond more systems.
Yeah. Lethal Migraine says Xbox and Major League Baseball are very tight. Then the contract that they must have with Sony must be very, very strong. But the other thing that I wonder is that why this year? Why didn't they do this last year? Not Game Pass, but like mm-hmm. put the game on other systems. Why didn't they do that last year? Was Sony in control then, and then control shifted throughout the year to somebody else? Or what was the situation? Why has this not been done before?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Still says it's a money issue, really.
Well, I know. Still, yeah, exactly.
It's a profit issue, really.
I mean, exactly, but I don't see why they wouldn't say, no, let's put it on the other systems, and we'll still get a cut of that, and that'll be helpful to us, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
But if you think about it, like, sports titles in general would be exceptionally good for Game Pass, because, like I said, the depreciation value of sport games is the fastest of any genre, really.
Yeah, I'm looking at here. I'm looking at some of the comments here. It says MLB is the publisher of the Xbox version. Seems likely that Sony didn't have much of a say in the show launching on Game Pass. Could be the deal was made with them, of course. Sony may not even be involved concerning the Game Pass bit. Sony owns the developer of MLB The Show and the game itself, but of course they license MLB and all the league teams, players from MLB itself. While we don't know the details, Major League Baseball would have basically forced Sony's hand here, telling Sony either make it cross-platform or lose the license. Without the MLB license, it would just be Baseball Simulator with fictional teams and players and would lose much of the appeal. So yeah, I'm sure Sony isn't happy at all about this, but they had to if they wanted to keep making any money from MLB The Show. Sony loses an exclusive, but gamers win.
It's the same thing with football. When EA got the exclusive rights from the NFL, and 2K, who still made a better game at the time, but they didn't have the licensed players. All they could use was retired players and some that they just made up. I think it was All-Pro Football 2K. I think they made it way back then.
Lethal Migraine saying here that Sony and MLB, the contract was up last year, mm-hmm. but MLB forced Sony to make it multi. It's like, so contract renegotiation said you got to make it multi-platform or we're pulling our license, and Sony agreed to it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like, okay, so it seems like MLB is actually calling the shots on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they've got the say. Because I guess all they can ever do is, if they don't like what Sony's doing, they just say, look, if you don't do what we want, we're pulling our license. That's it. They could just keep coming at them with that. We're just going to pull the license. Anytime you do anything we don't want you to do, we'll threaten to take our license away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll have to do what we want to do, or you'll just lose it. Mm. And MLB doesn't care, because you know that anybody else will grab that license up.
Mm-hmm.
They will have no problem getting rid of that license if Sony doesn't take it. So... So yeah, that'll be fun. I only played the MLB games that one time, checking out 3D on my TV at the time, back on PlayStation 3.
Mm-hmm.
I did not play it on 4, and I didn't. And this will be, you know, I'll definitely play it since it's on Game Pass easily.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just download it and play it. I loved it though. This was back in, I don't know what year this was, but it was on PlayStation 3. I loved it because it had your I don't want to say your farm leagues, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, minor leagues.
Your minor leagues.
Yeah.
Because it had the biscuits on there.
The biscuits were on there, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, okay.
Couldn't get the stadiums. They all had the generic stadiums in the back. They couldn't get all that in there. I mean, the game would have been ridiculously huge if that was the case. But yeah, the biscuits were in there. Logos and color schemes and everything.
Hmm. Yeah, so I'm interested in it when it hits on April the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh goodness! So yeah, Cyberpunk released a patch. You haven't played it, have you?
I played it.
Okay.
Still the same glitches I remember in there being in there the first time. So yeah, like you said, you say that, but I still see some glitches in there that they probably just haven't gotten around to it yet. And the glitches they mentioned that they were dealing with, I did experience really.
I was looking at the article, was like, oh, it's their big patch, and it patches just a ton of things. Like, there's hundreds of things. They have the whole extensive patch notes, and it's a massive list of things. And then they have a second major patch that doesn't have a release date, but it'll be releasing soon.
Yeah, like, for instance, some of the weapons are still jacked up in that game.
Well, see, that's the thing. So I saw that, and that was, what day was that? This is March 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then just yesterday, PC Gamer said, if you were waiting, I mean, the headline is this: if you were waiting for Cyberpunk 2077 to be fixed before playing it, keep waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So it says scores of fixes were added in the 1.2 patch, but Cyberpunk is still far from finished, which is ridiculous. Like, why? Why can't they get, I don't know. So, we'll see. just looking over some more of this article to see. But yeah, it's just, it's not ready yet.
Yep.
It is still not ready. And it was never going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
we say someone, producer or publisher forced their hand and sent it out there?
Yeah, basically. They forced themselves again. They backed themselves into, painted themselves into a corner and had nothing they could do except release the game as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And throw out as much spin as they could to kind of keep the fires from getting too hot as far as the everything else that happened after that.
Yeah.
So, and they still didn't do it too good of a job with it either, even then.
Yeah. Miller said, hey, they told us to put it out, so we put it out.
Yeah.
We told them it wasn't ready, so do what the money says.
The director of Anthem has left BioWare. Kind of saw that coming after they said that they weren't going to be moving forward with that game. I would imagine he would leave after doing that.
He just quit on the game, right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yep.
Such a waste.
Well, I mean, they quit on the game. He didn't quit on the game, but they decided that they weren't going to put any more money into it.
And, yeah.
That's probably when they also said, oh, and by the way, we're not putting any more money into your position either. So get on out of here.
Yep.
EA Sports, the PGA Tour will be their first next-gen golf game. Is this something you're going to be interested in?
No.
Okay. I didn't know.
No, I'm pretty much still HB Studios version of golf.
I'm looking to see a likely target PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series consoles. I don't have any kind of a release date yet or trailer or anything else. I think it was just an announcement.
Mm-hmm.
That they're just kind of, they're working on it and they're going to be releasing that. So there you go. What else? I wonder if that'll come to EA Play.
Most likely.
It usually does. I mean, obviously after a certain amount of time, it will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, sport titles would be an exception on that because people are starting to realize it's not to buy the full version every year.
Yeah.
Just get it on Game Pass.
Something else I grabbed from PC Gamer was that we're now at the point when pre-built PCs, you know, when you used to buy a PC and, is this a pre-built or is this something you're building yourself? And
mm-hmm.
It's either one or the other, which it didn't matter. I didn't care if you're doing a pre-built or if you were doing parts. I didn't care. Either way was fine. Mm-hmm. You're getting into PC gaming. That's great. That's perfectly fine. You can go either route on that. Whatever works. You can even buy all the parts and they'll build it for you. That's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so amazingly fun to know how to build your own PC and to do that.
Yeah, customize the parts to your liking.
It's real great.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's at the point where it used to be where getting the parts together was the hardest part, and then putting them in there was that. And now the hardest part is getting everything to work together, program wise, and with your system.
Yeah, the other thing was the people were buying. People were buying pre-built PCs just to get the graphics card. It was one of the only reliable ways to get a graphics card was to buy a pre-built system that already had one in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are running for about the same cost as buying one secondhand, I guess you could say. Like buying one from a scalper or something.
Yeah.
The amount of money you'd be paying for that one graphics card would actually be enough to get you a brand new PC,
a pre-built PC. Yeah.
Except now they're having pre-built PCs that don't come with a graphics card because they can't put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get them.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've ever gotten to this point in this sort of situation.
Selling cartless pre-built PCs.
Yeah, like here's the pre-built PC, but it doesn't come with a gaming card because we can't put one in there. Which I don't know. Maybe that reduces the price.
So there's a card in there, but not one. Two.
No, there's no video card in it.
Oh, there's no card.
It's without a graphics card at all. You get a pre-built system, but you don't get a graphics card because they can't get them.
Okay, this reminds me. What was that thing at Call of Duty came with a package that didn't have the game
it
in there
It came with
all?
Everything except the game, right? It was a massive, like, $250 special edition of the game, but it doesn't come with the game.
But it doesn't come with the game. The one with the refrigerator, right?
Yeah, it could any of them. There's been a couple
okay.
of those. The refrigerator, I think, was one of them, but there's been a number of different special editions that don't come with the game itself.
Hey, if you're spending $200, you better get the game with it of some type.
Yeah. Lethal Migraine says an indie boxing game was announced this week. Yes, it was. I miss my fight nights.
Oh, Fight Night was a good one.
Fight Night was a great one. It was one of the launch titles, or at least one of the early titles for the Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I would play that thing so much. I played it a ton, and I could see, like, you know, there was, we thought we were, I mean, obviously it was, at that time it was next gen, but I mean, I thought I was looking at the pinnacle of how you just model these characters and everything. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just amazing. The sweat, the blood, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the whole thing. I really miss my Fight Night.
Yeah.
Which I've got a Fight Night game on Game Pass. Obviously, it's with EA Play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which one it is, but I remember there was Fight Night, and then I think there was Fight Night Round 2.
Fight Night Round 2, Round 3, Fight Night Champion. That was a story one with...
it may be Champion.
Champion. I forget the guy's name, Andre something, but yeah, he was up-and-coming boxer, went afoul of a promoter. The promoter set him up. He went to jail, lost his license and everything.
So this was the story in game?
It was a story in game for Fight Night Champion, yeah. Come back and gets his career
back. I think that's what's on Game Pass. I can't remember. But yeah, Fight Night, man. Loved Fight Night.
And the roster was, of course, was always good, man.
I haven't played in a long time, so I don't know if that's nostalgia kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
If that's me looking at, you know, rose tinted glasses type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I can't. I remember I played it a ton, but at the same time, I may have played it a ton because, again, launch title. There may not have been a lot of things to play at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was it. Yeah. But I can't remember.
How good were you on the analogs with throwing haymakers?
I was good. I actually enjoyed the way that worked out. The controls were fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was really surprising to me how much I enjoyed that game.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I would. It was sports title,
mm-hmm.
which I don't normally do that except for like my racing stuff, and even then I don't go simulation type thing. But this was a simulator.
Yeah.
Fight Night was amazing. Anyway, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll go over some more of the news that we've got here. And we've got a lot. The closing of the PlayStation 4, of course, all the April Fool's stuff that came out. And a lot of other stuff. The PlayStation Plus lineup as well. There's plenty to look at for the news coming up here after this break. We're going to go into the theme for a game called, is it Boreal Blade? B-O-R-E-A-L? Boreal Blade?
Sounds all right.
Yeah. Anyway, it was part of the Humble Bundle, the Humble Choice Bundle for the month of March.
Okay.
So that's where I got that, and Naruto Boy, and a couple of others as well. That's where they came from, I think. But yeah, so Boreal Blade. Anyway, here's the theme to that. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back. In-game chat, this is music from a game called Cyberhook. The main theme, something called Cyberhook. I don't know what that game's about. I don't know a lot of what our games are about, because I haven't played them. The next one we got coming up, I have played, it's an expansion to a game I've played. I have not played the expansion, but yeah. So we'll tell you about that one a little bit
later. I want to say it was similar to something you talked about at a PAX or something you went to. Some like Spider-Man with a hook or something like that.
That was not Cyberhook. Man, what was that called? Because that was actually on Kickstarter. Kickstarter? Mm-hmm. Where was that coming from? God, a hook.
Yeah.
Was it Gravity Hook?
That might have been it. Yeah, basically a 3D platformer. Traverse the area with parkour skills and a grappling hook, basically, yeah. Shoot enemies, manipulate time, and abuse physics to avoid falling to your death. Yeah.
Is that what Cyberhook is?
Cyberhook, yeah.
Nope, Gravity Hook is not the one I was thinking about. Man, what is that? I don't know. I'm going to have to... I can't remember what it was called. Man, I even ponied up the money or whatever it was that we had to get our logo on the billboards inside the game and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was part of the Kickstarter thing or whatever. I can't remember. Yeah. It wasn't Flint Hook. It wasn't Gravity Hook. I can't remember what it was. Man, yeah. Was it indie? It was so indie.
Well, just look up your past donations to
that's
Kickstarter.
That's what I need to do is go to Kickstarter and go into the past.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the best thing to do right there. And now, because we brought it up, I have to find it. I mean, I know it's horrible radio.
Mm-hmm. You recall how much you gave to that? What was how much you have to give to get your advertising in the game?
I can't remember. If I can find the page for it,
yeah,
I will. I'll tell you. Because this goes back a while. Let's see. House of Da Vinci, Bard's Tale, Star Mazer, Exploding Kittens, Share More Pledges.
Exploding Kittens? What?
It's a card game.
Still.
Bring Your Own Book, Amplitude, Kingdom Come, Deliverance, Scale, Abduction, Never Ending Nightmares, Mysterious Cities of Gold, Pinball Arcade, Energy Hook. That was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Energy Hook.
What year was that?
Does this have a date? Let's see. It was last updated July 5th of 2016.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. It was 2016 or 2015, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like 2015 the game was done, but they did an update in 2016, and he says it's done. He says it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I go to their website and I'm looking here to see, oh, the domain is no longer, yeah,
mm-hmm.
he let it lapse.
Yep. Let's see, Grapple and Swing and Run on Walls for Style Game by Jamie Fristrom.
Yeah.
Creator of the Spider-Man 2 game.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
I say creator, but he did the development on the web-slinging, way that whole thing worked.
Yeah.
All right, it's still on Steam, so that's good.
Let's see, Happian Laboratories. 1,622 backers pledged over $40,000 to help bring this project to life.
And I see a trailer for the PS4 on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. God, that's bad.
Yeah, I'm looking at the numbers here. It's like a 6 out of 10 on Steam, 22% on Metacritic, and a 3 out of 10 on Push Square.
Yeah, man, it ain't good.
Yeah.
It ain't good. It's got some... Okay, so it's got some neat features here that I'm looking at. It's interesting. It is completely... Whew, it does not look good. But I'm looking here. I remember all of this, like when you do the swinging and all this other stuff. And then while you're in the air, you can do acrobatics and things like that. So, yeah. And I don't think any of our billboards made it. And if they did, they probably haven't done anything while being there. So, yeah. Man, I forgot all about that energy hook. Goodness. All right. So what do we got this April? Our PlayStation Plus lineup. If you are a member of PlayStation Plus, you will get Days Gone and Zombie Army 4 Dead War as part of your free games. You will get those games and one more if you happen to be a PlayStation 5 owner and are subscribed to PS Plus. You will get Oddworld Soulstorm, which is launching for free on PlayStation Plus. I've already got Days Gone. Days Gone is included in the Welcome to PlayStation Plus thing. When you get your PS5 and you subscribe to PlayStation Plus, they give you a big amount of games, and Days Gone, I think, is one of them.
Yeah.
So you already have it.
Big amount of games, huh? Yeah.
It's just a lot. It's a large amount of games. I say that, and it's like, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15?
Yeah.
It's not Game Pass large.
No.
But it's large for what Sony's giving out.
Yeah, the thing about PS5 is like, it's like I said, the roster is basically a few new titles, but the most of it is like stuff that's already on PS4, so nothing new for me.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a minute before I decide to pick one of those things up.
Man. And even when you decide to pick one up, it might still be a minute before you get one.
Yeah.
They're kind of hard to come by.
Yeah. Days Gone. Okay, I keep getting Days Gone and Dying Light mixed up. I don't know why.
They're both zombie games.
That's wrong. Why?
But Days Gone, I never played Days Gone. I saw a lot of stuff for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I never actually put some time into it. I've heard good things, actually. It's weird because when it released, I heard bad things. As time went on, I started hearing good things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that works or why that changes or what happens. Maybe they update it. Or maybe somebody is able to come to it and look at it from a different perspective and say, no, this is how you should look at this game when you play it, and then that changes people's perceptions. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But when it launched, it didn't do very well.
Mm.
I remember that much. And then over time, I've heard, oh, man, a lot of people skipped on that, but they shouldn't because it's really good. But if it was really good, wouldn't it have done well, I would think? I don't know. But those are your PlayStation Plus games you're going to be getting for the month of April. April Fool's Day, this is what I should be doing, is looking at all the April Fool's Day stuff that came out so that in the event I put any of those in as news, I won't talk about them. I'll realize, oh,
just
that was
in case.
That
just
was April case. Fool's. All right, so.
Yeah.
That's not one. It said Bugsnax was going to remove bugs. No big deal. Darksiders announced Darksiders is in the drink, cider.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, not a big thing.
Yeah, I saw the scratch and sniff version of Guilty Gear Strive. I saw that posted on April Fool's Day.
Let's see, I'm looking through here. Nothing really that is. Let's see, Razer introduces RGB hair dye. Razer Rapunzel is the world's first RGB hair care product that delivers full spectrum and customizable per hair lighting.
Somebody believed that.
Well, no, it's not necessarily that. That was on their Twitter, but it's like, it's remember on the PC build that I did this year where it's like, I'm just going to shove a bunch of RGB into this thing. And that's where they took it. Like, oh, here's the next step. Hair dye.
No.
No,
someone believed it.
G Fuel partners with Sonic on chili dog flavor. Gaming drink brand G Fuel announced a partnership with Sonic on a new drink flavor based on their favorite food, chili dogs. Again, none of these are, all of these were April Fool's things. I'm just trying to see if there were any of them that could have passed, you know? Mm-hmm. And so far, no.
All of them.
Yeah, no. So far, none of these.
No, because
what I mean is all of them are very obvious.
Yeah, I know it's obvious, but still, we live in a day and age where someone would believe this stuff.
Yeah,
someone would actually go looking for this stuff. And then then there's some that are so off the wall, it doesn't have to be April Fool's. You might think this can't be real. Then you look it up. Oh, it actually is.
Let's see. For Honor is about to become a playground for warriors. On April 1st, For Honor Playground Edition will offer an alternative take on the brutal fighting game. I think this actually was legit.
See what I mean?
Because I remember they announced something for April Fool's. I want to say it was last year, year before last.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, no, it's just today only it's going to be this way or sort of thing. You can do it this way. And so they legitimately made something real, but it was completely, stupid or whatever. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, Mortal Kombat's April Fool's Tower.
Maybe,
I played it.
Oh, okay.
April Fool's Tower, this on a holiday, there's always a tower in the Towers of Time. And they put the April Fool's Tower out, which basically played a lot of tricks and jokes on you. I think the one that got me was you pick your character and you end up controlling the opponent instead of yourself.
Oh, interesting.
So you have to just goad the AI into beating up your character so that you'd actually win.
Oh, okay.
So something like that.
That's interesting.
On. Yeah. Harder than it looks.
Let's see. What else do we have? Death Loops, the serial. Endless Loops, Death Loops, the right way to restart your day.
What flavor?
It doesn't say anything.
Yeah, it should be a flavor. That would have given more believability. Because it's a loop of every serial.
Yeah, this is all. They're just showing the. Logitech announces a new Chew Force enabled racing wheel for dogs. That was nice. Valorant did something. Yeah. RGUK. Okay. So I'm looking at something else to see if there was anything else. And I don't see anything. Deathloop cereals, bug snacks. What is this? Oh, New Blood. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, nothing here. It's all fine. Okay, so good. I didn't get fooled by April Fools and put something in here that was actually news and wasn't. I will say that GameSpot did a list of all the games that you should pick up on the PlayStation Network before it goes dark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about the... let's see. Summer of 2021 will see Sony effectively shut down the PlayStation 3, PSP, and PS Vita online stores for good, cutting fans off from being able to purchase classic PlayStation games, Rare or otherwise. On July 2nd, the PS3 and PSP stores will shut down, and then the Vita online shop will run until August. So here's what they suggest you get. For PlayStation 3, they suggest you pick up Demon's Souls. Or Demon's Souls, which is what that is. They also suggest picking up Infamous Festival of Blood. Which, Infamous, this would have been the first two games, not the one that launched with PlayStation 4. I think it was 4, wasn't it 4? Didn't that get Second Son, or was that... That was 4. Yeah.
Well, PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Second Son.
Festival of Blood stands as its own thing, shifting to a less serious pulp tone where Vampire Cole tears his way through New Marias, searching for the antagonist Bloody Mary. The morality system gets tossed out the window in favor of letting you cause mayhem and suck the blood of innocent bystanders as much as you please. It is a very bite-sized nature. Nature offers just the right amount of Infamous. So yeah, I guess I never played that. I don't even know if I ever downloaded it, but... I should have, because it seems like it's be fun. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots.
Yeah, I got that up in the closet somewhere.
I have a physical copy of the game.
In the clamshell?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It says, if you're interested in playing the Metal Gear franchise, Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots is essential, and you should make sure to secure yourself a digital copy while you can. Unlike other entries in the franchise, this is the only one that hasn't been re-released in any capacity, making it harder to purchase conveniently. So that's not a bad choice of one, but I already, you know, I already have it. Having a digital copy wouldn't be bad because it'll always be there for you.
Yeah.
I say that eventually, you know. Ratchet Deadlocked. I guess that's a Ratchet and Clank game. Resident Evil Chronicles HD Collection. Siren Blood Curse. Tokyo Jungle. That's the one with all the animals.
Yeah. The humans are gone and the only ones left are the house pets.
Mm-hmm.
Zoo animals and house pets, all that's left, yeah.
Tokyo Jungle envisions the bustling city after humanity has disappeared and nature has reclaimed it. But rather than human survivors fighting through the elements, you play as abandoned pets, zoo animals, and other wildlife. Each species is fending for its own survival, and many of them are both predator and prey. As you explore Tokyo, you'll unlock an increasingly varied pack of animals, from tigers and chimpanzees to deer and beagles.
I want to say there was a Pomeranian with a bow on it.
I want to say that was in there as well.
Yeah, that versus Zoo Lion. Okay.
What was that other game for PlayStation 3 that involved animals? It was like Africa Safari or Africa was the name of it or something like that. And basically all you did was take pictures.
It wouldn't have Cabela in the title, would it?
No. No, no, no. I know what you're thinking. Because Cabela is the one that does all the hunting and Safari.
That's when animals get shot. No,
Sorry. Well, you shoot them, but with a camera.
Can't think of the name of it, though.
PlayStation 3 game where you take... Stop it. Pictures of animals. Yeah, it was Africa spelled with a K. Yeah, Africa on the PS3. And there's Arioka telling me in the chat room, which I should have just looked at to begin with. It's a photography and safari simulation video game for the PlayStation 3. That was the other one I was thinking of. For PSP, you should get Echo Chrome. You can get that on the PlayStation, the actual system itself, but Echo Chrome is really good. Nice little M.C. Escher puzzle type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy IV, the complete collection. Final Fantasy Tactics, The War of the Lions. Persona 3 Portable. Shin Megami Tensei, is that what that is?
Shin Megami Tensei.
Yeah, Persona 2, and it sends the things to that one. And for the Vita, Persona 4 Golden. Soul Sacrifice Delta, Persona 4, Dancing All Night. But I don't like any of those games. I don't like Persona games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not your thing.
PlayStation Classics, Xenogears, Shadow Tower, and Mega Man Legends 1 and 2. I included on that. These are just games they suggest you should pick up. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Which article are you on about that, by the way?
That was one I didn't have in there.
Oh, okay. Never
mind. Yeah, if you want to, I can put the link in the, because I think I still have it. Mm-hmm. Oops, I hit a button. There we go.
We say that in fighting games a lot.
Oops, I hit a button.
Oops, I hit a button.
Yeah. here's the article. I mean, it's just, you know, it's right there. I put it in our chat room, by the way. Speaking of our chat room, let's do a chat room roll call. We haven't done that yet.
Let's see.
We've got AC Wraith, Arioka. Bibby Thumps.
New one.
Bibby Thumps.
Welcome to the show.
Bloodluster. Commander Root. Conciliator. Crackamus. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Droop Dog. Ice Wizards. Lethal Migraine. Repined. Steven Van Damme. Thar66. And TYTDL in the chat room there with us. So welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it's usually these things... not a lot of titles I'd be willing to pick up, even if it is going away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the other list, when you put from Eurogamer, I think, when you put from Eurogamer in there, I looked at there and I was like, maybe one title I might pick up, but the rest is like, no.
Oh, yeah. The Eurogamer was the list saying, like, these are the classics that go forever when Sony switches off those stores. I didn't look at this article to see what they had listed as what the classics are, but that looks stupid. the 2D adventures of rotating octopus character, that looks dumb. Alien Zombie Death, also dumb. Daytona USA HD, classic, yes.
Yep.
I have
multiple copies of that game.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Frobisher says, I don't know what that is. Gravity Crash, no idea. The Last Guy. Oh, I remember The Last Guy.
I do have The Last Guy. I think it was free on it was one of the games that was given free on for PlayStation Plus members. I just downloaded it, put it in there. And I never touched it again. I just took it and put it on there. Yeah.
Oh, man. Another example of the out-there brilliance of Japan Studio that once was at the heart of PlayStation. The Last Guy is a slight but nevertheless hugely enjoyable experiment. An offbeat, top-down action game that has you shepherding crowds through a zombie outbreak. Its use of satellite imagery gives it an edge that hasn't dulled to this day. It's a strange, beautiful, and very playable thing, and exactly the sort of game that Sony doesn't seem too interested in anymore. I remember The Last Guy. Oh, goodness.
Okay, so you've actually put some time in there.
I think I did. I don't remember much about it other than, like they said, it was the appeal was the satellite imagery that they used.
Yeah, because it's a top down view of an entire city.
Uh huh.
It basically looks like Google Maps.
It does
from above, basically, and that's your play field, and you get to control. I think from what I looked at, it was like that's the image you look at, and you just have to guide the survivors from the zombies and get to a certain spot.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to implement that, or just do I just, is it like Pac-Man? Do I just go through the streets, or do I have to do something else in there? I don't know. I didn't know.
Nobi Boy? I remember that one too. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. There once was a time when PlayStation was a byword for carefree creative oddities that pushed at the boundaries of what we expect from a video game. And they don't get much more creative or carefree than the work of Katamari Damacy creator Kiyota
Keita Takahashi.
Thank you. Nobi Boy is perhaps his strangest yet. It's a free-form toy that had players consuming their surroundings in an attempt to lengthen their character and to work together to reach out to the stars and beyond. Nobi Boy reached the sun way back in 2015, but that doesn't mean... Yeah, because everybody's playing was contributing to his overall length.
Yeah.
So, and you were trying to get to the sun, and we eventually did make it.
Okay, so the same. So it's same game as Katamari Damacy. It was like basically get this ball as huge as you can, and then Nobi is get this thing as tall as you can to get to where you need to go.
Okay? Exactly.
See another one, Pixel Junk Racers. That looks like a RC Pro-Am.
Yep. Pixel Junk Racers. Yeah, Pixel Junk has done really good. They really haven't. They need to do some more games. Hmm. Super Rub-A-Dub. I don't know what that is. Oh, that was the duck. Yeah, I remember that. That was a stupid duck thing they put out as kind of like a demo. Hmm. Resident Evil Original Trilogy. No desire to go back to that. Trash Panic. I have no idea what that is. Looks kind of cool, but I have no idea.
Oh, it was from Sony's Japan Studio, so...
Is it again? Good God.
A scrappy take on Tetris. Short on polish, but absolutely huge on charm and does not deserve to be forgotten. I guess stack the trash neatly, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
TXK looks like Tempest. Look, might be Tempest. It says Jeff Minter's mini takes on the Tempest formula. Okay.
Yeah. TKX or TXK?
TXK, so it is Tempest.
That's exactly what it is. Then Where's My Heart? But they say Where's My Heart is actually on Steam, so you can actually get it there.
Okay.
If you wanted to. Conciliator says, oh God, I remember that. Scott had to give Jeremy $5 over that game. I don't remember why, but you obviously do. But what was the bet? Was my bet that he would enjoy that game? Because that's a stupid bet to make. I could have made that bet. I don't remember what that was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I encouraged him to get it, and he got it and regretted it, and so I had to give him $5 or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The game probably cost more than $5, though, right? At the time it released. I can't remember. God, that's going back. That's going way back. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll finish up the rest of our news here that we've got. We got the Games with Gold for April announced as well. We'll go over those. What else do we have here? That was the PlayStation Plus. Remedy's next game. Yeah, not too much, but we'll go over it there. Maybe Conciliator will fill me on why I paid Jeremy $5 over Nobi Boy. But yeah, here is music from XCOM Chimera Squad. Now, I played XCOM. Love XCOM. Mm-hmm. But I never played Chimera Squad. That's the expansion for it, I guess, and I never played that. Mm-hmm. But I have it now because I got it from the Humble Bundle stuff. So, anyway, this is music from that game. We'll be back with more in-game chat right after this. ¶¶ Welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from a game called Kingdom Two Crowns. The track is called Crimson Moon. That's what that is. I don't know anything about it. Again, one of those that came out of my Humble Bundles. No idea. So, welcome back to the show. Got a few more. Don't forget that we are going to be doing a repeat next Saturday. So, but we'll be back Saturday after that, the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a
quick heads up.
Quick weekend off there. Ice Wizards has joined the chat room as well as Lurks. Yeah, what were we going to say? We're going to talk about the games with gold that were announced.
Mm.
Which Lethal Migraine says that needs to go. I mean, if you don't have Game Pass, then obviously Games with Gold is good. But, I mean, I thought they dropped gold anyway. I thought you get Game Pass now. Mm. But obviously, maybe there are people who have gold through a certain amount of time, and I guess they'll just keep doing this as long as those subscriptions are there. You'll get Vikings, Wolves of Midgard, Truck Racing Simulator? Is that what that is? Yeah, Truck Racing Championship, Dark Void, and Hardcore Uprising.
Contra?
Is that what that is?
Contra Hardcore Uprising?
It didn't say Contra. Oh, it does say Contra Prequel.
Yeah, Contra Prequel, yeah. Hardcore Uprising.
I didn't know that was a Contra game.
Yeah, it was a pretty good
It'd be nice if they put Contra on the box somewhere to know that it ties in. But
is there an image in that list or anything?
I mean, I'm looking at a YouTube thumbnail.
Oh, okay.
And there's a picture of the box art, but nothing about the box art screams Contra.
Mm.
Other than the Konami logo.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. It was Hardcore Uprising was a pretty pretty good title, pretty good Contra title.
Yeah, it came out on the 360. Yes, did Dark Void as well.
Yeah. Arioch said yes. Hardcore Uprising is awesome and a very tough game. Yeah,
which is right up your alley, of course.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Try. It's shooting in Contra, whatever. But yeah, there's a character in there who uses only a sword.
Hmm.
So try getting through a shooting. Yeah, try getting through a shooting game with a sword. And nothing else.
Kind of odd way to go about building your game there.
Yeah. Except when she gets close. I mean, she's awesome up close, but from a distance, yeah, she's got to block and parry and dodge and everything like that. It's possible, but yeah, it is difficult, but fun.
Somebody spent $660,000 on one single video game. Heritage Auctions recently sold a rare copy of Super Mario Brothers for the Nintendo Entertainment System for an exorbitant amount of money, $660,000 to be specific. That shatters the record for a single video game auction, which was previously held by a copy of Super Mario Brothers 3 that sold for $156,000. Think about it. $156,000 was the record to break.
Yeah.
They broke it by going $660,000.
Just add a half mil to it. There you go. Yeah.
This new copy is held in such high esteem due to its near-perfect sealed condition and the cardboard hang tab perforation on its back. That little oddity indicates its status as part of a brief fourth-wave production window, further increasing its rarity. While Super Mario Brothers is in no danger of being lost to the sands of time, putting these ridiculous price tags on classic games threatens our ability to archive rare games in the future by making their availability reliant on being able to shell out hundreds of thousands. Not only that, not what that's doing.
All these ROMs and digitized versions of games, no, it's not going to be lost at all. It's collectible.
Yeah.
It's rare. It's like you said, near perfect condition, right? It's like that comic book that gets a 9.7 grade. And that thing sells for a heck of a lot more than it would if it was like an 8 something.
Yeah, there's a picture of it online if you wanted to see it. In fact, I'll put it in there for you. Let me copy and paste this into the chat room.
Yeah, it's like a Radiant Silver Gun was like going for $200 to $300 on eBay until it got released on Xbox Live Arcade for $15. And the price dropped after that.
I'm just looking. So, yeah. It's got an A plus thing here. It is hang tab. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a video? There's a video for this thing. Okay. That's if you want to look at the auction and everything else. Oh, and there's the back of the box too. Man, that's some memories.
Yeah.
Right there.
It's like something like it was produced and then sealed in the back room, someone's back storage room somewhere and just never came out.
It looks like there's a crease in the back of it. If you look at the back of it, it looks like there's a crease going right down the center there.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. This item's owner is actively responding to offers. Most owners in this category are still actively buying and therefore interested only in offers where they can net an amount sufficiently above today's market value. You can make an offer to the owner of this game for $990,000 or more.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you just set a record. Slow down.
Wow.
Yeah, that line, that crease may come. May be the. Is that the shell itself, or?
No, I think it's no, on the. I think it's on the. It's on the cellophane or whatever.
It must be the cellophane, not the box itself, though. Yeah. Either way, it's still merited a 9.6 out of 10 in terms of how perfect it is.
There's a copy of Rygar that sold. Mm-hmm. Ninja Gaiden. What is that one? Monster in My Pocket. Oh, man. I remember playing these. So we've gotten to that point, I guess, where... Look at that. Mike Tyson's Punch. I still have my box for Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Save it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I think I do. Because it had Mike Tyson on it. I really think I still have that game.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mega Man's in here, because I got... There's Mega Man.
Yeah, I see the Mega Man there. Is that the one with the bad...
horrible cover art.
Yeah, that's the bad cover art, yeah. Mega Man holding a pistol.
Horrible cover art on that one. I don't see a price for it, though.
No.
So, anyway, that's interesting to look at.
Got a 9.4, though.
Yeah.
Did we ever do the history of how that came to be? Like, someone told the artist one thing, and the company did something else, and this...
Oh, how the cover art of Mega Man came to be?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
We'll have to look that up one day.
I would like to know, though, why is Mega Man box art so bad? The reason the North American cover for the first Mega Man game turned out so bad is because the artist of the cover was asked to create it with little to no time before the game was released and had never viewed any of the source material or seen the game, thus creating a cover that almost has nothing to do with the actual game. I'm looking here at the let's see.
So a rush job with no information.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about other games that were like that, that had covers that really had absolutely nothing to do with the game inside. And if I'm not mistaken, I think one that we talked about was Phalanx.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one.
Dude with a banjo on the cover.
Yeah, dude with a banjo on the cover.
That's it.
Yeah. And
old guy sitting in a rocking chair with a banjo.
Yeah.
Is telling me what this game is about.
Yeah. I'm going to get a picture of this and because yeah, I think it was a space shooter, but yeah, the dominant image was the old guy with a banjo.
Yeah, I was just looking at Mega Man box art through the years, which is something I shouldn't be looking at. I get stuck in a hole sometimes looking at the internet while I'm on the radio doing these things. But yeah, it's just so fascinating to go through the evolution of the way the box art kind of evolved and became what it is known today. Whereas, because Mega Man 1 and Mega Man 2, Mega Man 1's really bad. Mega Man 2 is starting to get there.
Yeah.
Mega Man 3 really starts to get there. And then, of course, by like 6 or 7, they've nailed down the style and the kind of art that they want for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it took a good many games to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see... now, I don't know if this is this, because this was posted April 1st. And you know what? Nobody else I want to say posted about this. So I'm not even going to bring it up now that I think about it, because nobody else did this. And I would imagine it would have made more headlines than this, but I'll put it out there. And if anybody knows the difference, that's fine. But this comes from VG247.com. And I'll just put this in here. I'll post the link so you guys can see it. I hate this week because I never know what's real and what's not. But according to VentureBeat, one of the games that Remedy has announced that they will make for PC and consoles is Alan Wake 2. Remedy had already been looking for a publisher to help fund Alan Wake 2, and Epic offered the best deal. When the deal was announced last year, Remedy said the other project will be set in the same universe, but it's going to be smaller in scale. Alan Wake 2 was supposedly in pre-production at that time. But nobody else, I didn't see anybody else report on this. And of course, it landed on April the 1st. Mm-hmm. And so that made me very skeptical. But I also went over all the different April Fool's joke stuff. Nobody had this in there. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is well known and I'm just remembering it now, or I'm just seeing it now. But that seems like a pretty big deal that they're going to do a sequel to Alan Wake. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I really, really liked Alan Wake. It took me a minute to get into it, but I really, really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. And this will be, I'm glad that they're going back to that. I hope they do it well. I hope they do it episodic like they did the first one. Mm-hmm. I loved the way they did the first one. So, did we talk about this? What does he say? Arioka sent us a link. PS4 owners are worried their games won't work if a clock battery fails, but a number of factors would need to rely on. No, we didn't talk about that, but I do know that that was one of the things people were telling people who have a PS3 was that the clock, the internal clock or whatever it is, will eventually die, and it looks like PlayStation 3's is set to die rather soon. The story of a certain though has been picked up by major publishers. The gist is as follows. PS4 includes an internal clock battery that assigns times to trophy unlocks, preventing users from being able to alter the date or time they earn particular trinkets. Over time, as with all hardware, this battery will die, and while it can be easily be replaced, it requires a handshake with Sony servers when reset to authenticate it. Without that connection to the PlayStation Network, you will not be able to play your games. The worry for some PS4 owners, then, is that there could feasibly come a time in the distant future when your battery dies and Sony has disabled all of its servers, thus rendering your library of physical software obsolete. However, the likelihood of this happening within the next 10 years is extremely low. And even beyond that, PlayStation could eventually release a firmware update, which may solve the issue. Yeah. It's not something... Now, that's pretty far out. But as far as I know, the PlayStation 3, that is something people are concerned with, because when they do shut that store down, even if you are to replace everything, you won't be able to because it can't connect to the network. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of one of their big things, I guess.
Okay, so I wonder... That. So when that's going to work, because... yeah, because I spent 20-plus hours backing up everything to my portable drive and everything like that, but I'm hoping that works. I never had to... opportunity to look at them.
You should be fine. If you own the games, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because when you put those games on your system, it'll authenticate with PlayStation servers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And those things will be up and running to authenticate. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's when your system needs to be, the battery needs to be replaced in the system.
Mm-hmm.
If that at that time Sony has pulled PlayStation 4 from the network, then you won't be able to. Mm-hmm. Just like they're doing with PSP, the Vita, and the PlayStation 3.
Mm. Yeah, I never even thought about that with the battery and everything like that.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Arioka says the PS3 is better because at least disc will work even without a server. PS4 disc and digital games won't work anymore. Okay, yeah, I understand that part. You can put a disc in the PS3. It will not contact, you know, the home base and check for legitimacy. It'll just play the game. That's okay. It says PS3 will still be able to connect to network. You'll still be able to play online games that still support it and re-download purchase games. The issue will be once servers are permanently down for syncing trophies. Yeah, okay. Well, I had read that this was more important for the PlayStation 3 than it was the 4. I guess because that internal clock's probably closer to dying than it is on the 4. Mm. But I have no idea. So... Lego Star Wars: The Skywalker Saga has been delayed. Yeah, understandable. And that was pretty much it as far as the news was concerned. We went over pretty much everything that we had, which is fine because we're, you know, taking a week off here. So, what are you going to do? What are you going to play? What are you going to enjoy?
I'm going to do some more customizing in R-Type Final. I'm going to see how much I can get away with putting all over my ship.
Mm-hmm.
See if I can get that stuff done. I said I was going to do it last week, but I'll probably do it. We got a week off. I can get back into Sekiro and restart that and get some progress done in that because I stopped part of the way through. I don't even think I got even halfway before I stopped. So going back to the beginning isn't that much of a big deal. Just having to remember all the controls and everything like that. Other than that, probably get some more fighting games in with Mortal Kombat, get some more stuff out there. I need to get back into Street Fighter V. I need to do that because it's been a long time since I got back into that, and there's been so many updates with the new updates and whatnot, so I got to relearn that as well. More with Samurai Showdown, I want to play some more of that as well. So basically a lot of fighting games that I got to get back into more than anything else.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to say that I'll use this time to catch up on the backlog with like Ghost of Tsushima.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, you said it right.
I'm trying. And Assassin's Creed, which I haven't done anything with, and maybe give a little bit more to Outriders. Play Man of Medan, which we haven't started. So, you know, plenty of things that I always say, well, I got plenty of time now to get into these and do this. And
the inevitable happens.
2 weeks will come in and say, what'd you play? I just played Destiny. That's all I did with my free time. That's it.
Yeah,
I just played Destiny. You know.
But if you're enjoying it, you're enjoying it.
You know, I guess. I mean, I am. Obviously, I'm enjoying it, but I am getting to. And I never expected to get this far. Mm-hmm. I wasn't playing. I'm not playing near as much as I used to, which would be every day of the week. I'd come home and I'd play. So I'm not playing near as much. I've really only been putting in my time on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings. That's it mm-hmm. for this season. And I am almost at to the point where my chase is, you know, I'm done. I'm done with my chase. It's over with. And we've got a whole nother month. You know, this thing doesn't end until May of the 11th. Still got a whole nother month in this season. Mm-hmm. So, which usually happens around this time. Usually the closer you get to the end of the season, the more you're like, I'm done. Take a break away from it, play something else, and then get back into it when the new season starts. So
right.
That's usually what comes about. So mm-hmm. We'll see. Anyway, we got music here as we close out from Evil Genius 2. That released, I think, this week. Yeah. And this is the Evil Genius theme. It's actually done by an orchestra, which is where I pulled it from. So you'll hear a live orchestra playing this thing. But that came out this week. I haven't played it. I think I have the first game, but I haven't played that one either. So... Yeah, plenty. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. Thank you, everyone, who is listening on the stream and on the radio right now as well. We want to appreciate all of you who take time just to listen to the show or call into the show or write the show or do anything that involves us. We really do appreciate it. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our Twitch channel as well is something you can subscribe to also to catch us every single time we broadcast, whether it be on Saturday or whether we stream a game. Doesn't matter. Go to ingamechat.net to find all the links to get in touch with us, all the links to our Discord, to our chats, to all this stuff. You can get right there at our website, ingamechat.net. You can see it there. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. We will see you a week from Saturday.